Welcome to the morning show on WRCO and WRCE. I'm Phil Nee, and we're in for some community conversation over some coffee today, or maybe a coffee and a sparkling water, whatever the case might be. We say good morning to Greater Richland Tourism, Marty Richards. How you doing, Marty?
I'm good, Phil. Yeah, I'm extra like that. I can't have just regular water. I have to bring the sparkling water.
Only the best from from where the Willow Creek flows.
Maybe. There you go. Well, there aren't as many cows going through the Willow Creek as used to be. No.
The beaches are cleaner.
That's right.
So a lot of things going on this summer. I think one of the first things that you like to talk about, I know, always is marketing. And how's that going for you?
Yeah, I think the reason I like to bring that up is because people in the area don't see what we do. Because we do not market to the folks who are already here. So that would kind of stand to reason that we're not going to do that. Now, there is one bit of exciting news that if you've driven through Richland Center the last couple of days, as you head Highway 14 East into town, across from McDonald's on the hill there, you'll notice there's a little bit of activity happening by a billboard that used to be there. They've taken one billboard down, and they're actually, Lamar Advertising is putting up another billboard. And this is going to be a great example of what we've been doing now for 2 years in the Milwaukee, Rockford, it'd be like La Crosse right at the state line. We've been doing some work there with digital advertising. So we now in the Richland Center community will have a digital billboard. And what digital billboards do, they allow you to change your message very quickly. You can be very topical within a day or two. So what you'll see on that billboard, you're going to see, you know, there'll be some local advertisers, obviously, but also the city and tourism have the ability to also advertise through an agreement with Lamar Advertising, because the land there is actually city land and they have a lease with the city on that board. And so what you're going to start seeing is different events and different things as reminders in the community. And you'll notice, because it is a digital billboard, especially at night, it catches your eye. It's very different from traditional billboards that are static. They sit there. You kind of get used to them a little bit. It just kind of becomes a little bit of the noise in the background to you a little. Well, we've been advertising with Lamar Advertising. So Greater Richland Tourism has been advertising or using digital billboards in the Milwaukee area, Rockford area, again, at the state line between Minnesota and Wisconsin. Just kind of there's different kinds of marketing you do. You can market direct events, or you can market, you know, the brand, meaning just getting folks aware of, hey, Richland County exists. And then, you know, number two, it's an option for you. And this is what you can see or do or experience. So on digital billboards, you only have a few seconds per image. It's, if I remember right, it's around 8 seconds. Now, this board here in Richland Center is going to be pretty awesome, because it's a 40-mile-an-hour speed limit all the way up to that board for quite a ways on a straight shot. So coming from the east, people are going to get a good view of what's on there. And you're going to have an opportunity to see almost all the images that are in the rotation. So that it's an exceptional location, an exceptional setup. So what we have been doing for the last 2 years in those boards I mentioned, we have been doing these slow, hey, if you're looking for serenity, if you're looking for scenic views, if you're looking for unique experiences, you'll find it here. And that's been our tagline, you'll find it here. We've been using images of kayaking on the Pine. We've been using images of biking, you know, on the Pine River Trail. Driftless Music Gardens, we've used images from them, which is a unique experience. If you're in an outdoor amphitheater listening to Trampled by Turtles, which is a national, you know, a recording artist that's done extremely well, that's a unique experience. So there, we've been doing this now for the last 2 years, and that's helped fuel a little bit of the growth that you've seen. Now, We will have, every now and then, you'll see a tourism image on that board. But primarily what you're going to see is a reminder to the community of different events that are happening. The Park and Recreation Department of the City of Richland Center has really done some nice work in adding different events, and I'll talk about a couple of those later. But they've added some regular events or some new unique events that are happening. And those are the kind of items. Or Fire Prevention Week, we'll be able to put some mention there. I know City Utilities Week, there will be some mention there as well. It'll be very, so that advertising or that kind of marketing is very quick. You can't put a lot of details in it, but what it is, it's to remind people, hey, this is happening, and then where can I get the most information or the best information? So for us, how do we, you know, in the Greater Richland tourism side, how do we measure, is it working, right? Because I'm not a fan of just doing things, doing activities to try to grow the area if they are not working. And one way that we learned that the digital billboards were working very well was last summer. And I watch our website traffic, and I'll talk in detail about that in a minute, because we've seen some extreme growth in that area just this year now. But last year, we were advertising on the Walker's Point area and River West area of Milwaukee. And those are areas that contain people, a high density of people, number one, but also those are people who are very likely to go find outdoor experiences or the outdoor, just the scenic views, the things we offer, right? Because we can identify who they are. The board, one board in River West just it quit. It had a mechanical problem. And we saw it immediately. As soon as it went down, we saw the traffic on our website slow down because we're directing people to come to our website and get more information. That's our hook. Because, again, we've only got 8 seconds, right? So we catch you with the image and the real quick tagline, but go to the website. Well, I contacted our advertising rep, and I said, hey, what's going on? Were we at the end of the contract? Did I miss something? And he goes, no. He said, I just got a call that board went down. And so we know it works. You know, to what extent it works, we're still in the gray on that a little bit. But the next step that we took this year now, so the Richland Center Tourism Commission and also Eagle Tourism Commission and others, they approved that we start streaming advertising. Now, I've talked just real briefly, I think, in the past about streaming advertising and what that is. I think for those, you know, out there listening, we kind of hear things. We say things around our phone and we think, oh, the phone's listening. There's a little bit of that, but it's more detailed and really into the numbers on it than that. So, you know, there is literally, if you're on Wi-Fi, and most everyone that has a smartphone is on Wi-Fi, or if at home you're, you know, if you have a smart TV, you know, if you're streaming through Hulu or Roku or Fire Stick or any of those, you're not taking broadcast TV off the air, or you don't have cable anymore, which that's been a dwindling number, you're on a Wi-Fi or streaming option. So what we do, we work with Gray Media. Gray Media is a national company, but they also own quite a few TV stations across the United States, including WMTV 15 out of Madison, which many people are familiar with. We do not do broadcast advertising. What we do with them is we do streaming advertising. So literally, we sat down with them and said, here is our target group. Our target group are people that live in urban areas of Milwaukee, Chicago, Minneapolis. Again, you've heard me talk about those who live in a 300-mile radius that are interested in outdoor activities or getting out of the urban setting. So those are that's our target. Ages anywhere 21 up to 45 or 40, right in that ballpark. Or then it skips a little bit, but then again, our target picks up again at about 50, 51, somewhere in there. But that's our target. We tell them that. And then they said, what are their experiences or what do they like? And so it's, you know, rural foods, outdoor experiences, outdoor activities, sportsman things in the outdoors. Now, this is the scary part. So they can look by zip code. They already have that information on people, what their interests are. They know their ages because of their internet service provider address and their activity. And then we directly stream our, we have a couple of 30-second ads that we're running that really show off, showcase our area. And we stream that ad into, right now we've really just focused on areas of Milwaukee because we're finding that is really a high number of guests that like to come to our area that stay overnight. So Madison might be a day trip. They may not stay overnight. What our goal is to increase overnight stays. That is really where we're at. And that's what we're charged with, quite honestly, by the legislation that created the room tax, is that we need to increase overnight stays. We're very focused on that. And so what happens, how do we measure that? Is this working? We're doing streaming advertising. Well, as you can imagine, they've got the data on pretty much any data point you want. So the first thing that we look at is the ad effective. Do they watch the ad? And Gray Media told us that we may have set a record on the completion rate of people who watch our ad. Because our ad, the completion rate is 99.54%, which they said that is outstanding. They said, yes, hospitality, usually people finish the ads. Meaning, when it comes on their TV, they don't dump out of it and go to another channel. Or they don't, in some situations, depending if they're watching live streaming or if they're watching on a DVR recorded version, they could skip through. Mm-hmm. Or if it's on their device, they could just scroll past it. But literally, 99.54% of the people who stop on our ad or the ad starts to play to them on the TV, they watch the whole ad. And they said that is outstanding. They said that there are very few ads in any, you know, they said banking and insurance, yeah, you know, people bail out of that. But if they get an 80% completion rate, that's fantastic for them. Hospitality, they said, yeah, it's, you know, if we can get 90 to 95%, that's somewhat typical. But they said literally everybody who's seeing your ad is watching it. So that's good. So the material we're getting and the people we're getting to, it's working, right? So the real test of the metal, if it's good or not, is are they coming or are they checking us out to the next level? So you might remember about a year ago, I was talking about new websites. So the city and Greater Richland Tourism, City of Richland Center, Greater Richland Tourism, both have new websites. And I know I've challenged folks to go out and take a look at it. I know some have because I've had people stop me on the sidewalk or on the street and just go, son of a gun, that is impressive. And we've been told and we've found through people that work with it that you utilize that it is easy to find what they're looking for. The graphics are very impressive and it's neat. So for those who haven't seen it, I would encourage go to greaterrichlandtourism.com. So greaterrichlandtourism.com and just check the website out. Now, we took a picture of the website traffic last year from, I believe it was from March to the beginning of July, because that's a very important time frame. That's where our advertising is in gear. So our digital boards are up and our streaming advertising this year. So this is the first year of streaming advertising. We started that in April. That started. Then also there was a change and the tech, I call them the techno nerds will get excited about this, but Google changed how they were reporting this information. And, so I needed some help, and Gray Media was able to help us with this too, kind of discern, okay, what's really your traffic today compared to last year, because they've kind of changed how they report that a little bit, but we're very comfortable. We're getting good numbers. And, what happened was the tourism website last year, if I remember right, it was right around there were 5,000. Sorry, I want to make sure I use the right numbers here, Phil. You know me, I'm a stickler for facts. By gosh, Ron Donahoe did have an effect on me, right?
You know, general math works.
If you don't, exactly. If you don't use good information, you're not going to get the right answer. To give you the exact dates, it was March 22nd to July 3rd of last year. We had 6,386 sessions, so traffic People went on, saw pages 6,386 times. This year, for that same exact time frame, it was 14,993 pages viewed in sessions. So we've more than doubled the traffic to our website by utilizing the streaming advertising options that we're using and the digital billboards. And I know when folks start to see that digital board, which I'm anticipating, I was told by our Lamar representative, it'll be up this evening. It'll be work.
Oh, that fast.
They aren't messing around. Oh, yeah. Oh. Either that or the guys putting it together aren't telling them really what's happening. But I see today they've got the framework in place and they're putting it together. But I would say as early as tonight, you'll see that board is up and running. And it's good daytime and nighttime. But I know later today is his anticipated start on that.
Who puts the inputs the info for that?
So then through Lamar advertising, what has happened, you know, the last couple of years, I've done kind of this back and forth with them because I know the message I want, but I am not a graphic designer. You saw me in art class in high school. Stick figures don't cut it, right? Or stick figures that you really can't even tell what you're trying to, you know, communicate here. But you know, they have graphic design people there at no additional cost. They're putting your image together for you. They're very quick. They're very knowledgeable. That's what they do every day. And so they will put that together with us just giving them the basic information of the event, you know, where they can get more information, our logos, and then just the image. That's what's important. I think you'll find as this rolls out, when you see the tourism images, you will notice the images or the picture used, because it's always featuring, you know, the backdrop of the area or an individual enjoying the area. And you'll get a little bit of a taste of what we've been doing the last 2 years in other areas where we are targeting our guests. So just, I'm kind of excited about that because now we'll be able to explain to local individuals, you know, this is one of the things we've been doing in other areas. And then it'll start to understand, well, how did you increase your website traffic, you know, from 1 year to the next by more than double? Well, these are the ways we're doing it. And what I like about, so there, you know, there's two avenues. There's the digital billboards. And then there's the streaming advertising, which, you know, if you are a conspiracy theorist, if you get a little nervous about Big Brother watching you, it's the streaming advertising and how it works makes a guy a little nervous. It really does, because they literally can identify the age of somebody, their interests, what they do, because they see their website traffic. They can tell, you know, well, they know where you live because of your internet service provider address. They really have somebody locked down on what their interests are. And I think if any of us have watched any of the different documentaries that have been done over the last 5 years, there's one I know about Facebook and how their algorithm works, and that is scary. And how it kind of narrows down sometimes the news you're getting. Well, they're doing the same thing on the advertising side because they know what your interest is. So they're just feeding you items that may have be of interest in that category that you are already aligned with. And so, honestly, we've been using that to our advantage. We have had mentioned, people have seen those ads, that they've appreciated them, and that the outdoor views were a welcome break. Like in the city of Milwaukee, when they saw that, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, we really need to go there and check that out. So that's what's happened. Now, one real quick line I'll draw is that I've been here before already this year once, telling you how 2022 went. You know, so we get that report every year from the Department of Revenue that tells us, you know, how was tourism-related spending in your area last year compared to the previous year. And in 2022, we again set a record. It was a record year for the greater Richland area, meaning mostly Richland County in their report. There was a $24.5 million spend by tourism-related guests in our area. So $25.4 million was spent by tourism-related spending in Richland County in 2022. That was a 14.5% increase over the previous year. And we're outpacing the other county, many of the counties in our area that are like us, so the same size, same attractions. We're outpacing them by quite a few percentage points right now. Now, keep in mind, last year was a huge increase. Now, we've grown our website traffic by more than double. The other, so these are the things I use to see, okay, are we doing the right thing? Is it working? That tourism spending report is the one that really tells me, are we doing the right thing? And last year, we know we were hitting it out of the park. If you get a 14.5% increase on spending, because that's the real gauge, you're doing something right. Well, this year, and the indicators last year, so website traffic, and then I also talked to the tourism-related businesses in the area. You know, how are you doing this year? My question for them is always, if you had to put yourself in a category, are you doing as well as last year? Are you doing, you know, not as well as last year? Or are you doing better than last year? As I talk to our tourism-related, those businesses that I know people go to that are not from the area, I ask them, where would you put yourselves in that? I have yet to have anybody tell me that they're doing poor or not as well as last year. I've had almost all say, actually, we know that our dollars, our gross revenue, and the folks using, coming to our business is above last year. So we have some real positives there. We know people are finding us. 2020 was kind of a bellwether year for us, even though most people in tourism were like, oh my gosh, that was the worst year ever. But it was a switch for us because I think we started our digital billboards in 2020. And we kept advertising, even though it was a COVID year. Well, that got us noticed. And during the COVID year of 2020, we didn't have a horrible year. We had a downturn in tourism-related spending, but it was nowhere near the percentage drop that other counties had. So we recovered quickly from that, quicker than most others. There were 42 other counties that didn't recover in the first year in 2021 to the same levels. We went to a new record in 2021. 2022 was a new record in tourism-related spending. And I'm here, I will bet you whatever you want to bet that next year we're going to have a nice gain again. But that also brings up potential issues. So, and we can talk more about that. But that is, you know, in a nutshell, and I know a lot of words, but I hope I described our marketing and advertising and how the local folks in Richland County aren't going to see a lot of what we do because we're not targeting them, right? It doesn't make sense to target them. It makes sense for us to target those groups and those individuals using that data that we know are prime candidates to come visit our area, and we are seeing some really strong results from that.
How do you determine tourism dollars and somebody from the local that might be having a day trip or something?
Yeah, so the state of Wisconsin Department of Revenue and then Wisconsin Tourism, they have this matrix. It's been explained to me about four times, and this is where general math doesn't help much, which I did. When I went back to college later, I just want to put this out there because you'll be impressed with this. I had to take a placement test, but this is when I was done throwing rubber stoppers and spit wads and all that.
Sure.
So it was a week or two ago. I took a placement test, and Ron Donahoe knew what he was doing because I actually, my placement test put me into like about three levels into Ooh. The college level classes. I tested out of about, I think it was three classes leading up to that. And they were just like, oh, well, yeah, you're fine. And then they looked at my high school transcript going, what was going on? And I said, I barely remember, who knows? So anyway, with all of that said, inside of that report, what the Department of Tourism and then also the Department of Revenue do, they take a look at the different spending categories. So hotel accommodation and lodging, you can assume 95% of that, you know, is likely guests from out of the area. So that's a pretty high weight on that one. So they weight all the categories. Gas, You know, they've got a percentage. They apply to that, understanding that the bulk of gas bought in an area like this is probably local, right? It's not typically guests. So you do get a little bit from that, but not a big percentage. So they're weighted. And food, you know, they go right down retail, all of them, because the Department of Revenue knows in what area did this money come in on. Was it in a lodging? Was it in food? Was it in retail? What was it? So they have a matrix where they weight that out. What's nice about that report, because I could have, and I had this once where a friend tried to argue, wow, that they don't know what they're doing. I'm like, you know what? They've never changed it. This report's been the same for like 30 years. So if we had bad numbers the first year, we still have bad numbers, but they're apples to apples. So we know what they're measuring is very well, you know, honest, right? The other thing, you know, if we think about it, if we had a population growth to the point where we have 1,000 new residents in the county, okay, now we'd have to take a little harder look at that. But you and I both know that has not happened in the last 2 to 3 years. Now, that's our goal. We want more residents, and that's part of what I do, along with Jason and everybody else that's aligned in our efforts, is to grow the area, but we haven't seen that big kick yet. You know, and until we have the housing figured out, that's probably not going to happen. So when we see spending increases in areas of 14.5%, what is the likelihood that that came from somebody who doesn't live here? That's pretty high. You know, income has gone up, you know, slightly in the area. If you look at the studies, it has gone up. Inflation has gone up, yes. And so they are weight adjusted for inflation, so they already take that into account. So we can't really put that into the calculation either. So there's growth, and it's consistent growth. The other thing I would say, Phil, is if we go back and look at past years, so we've got 3 years in a row now of double-digit growth on tourism-related spending. That hasn't happened before. You know, we really, about 3 years ago, figured out between the different tourism commissions, Richland Center, Eagle, and others, we need to market our area. We hadn't been marketing the whole of the greater Richland area and what it had to offer. Now we have a very cohesive marketing message with branding, to the point where when people in Milwaukee and Chicago and different areas start to see our logo and start to see what the area is, they know, oh, that's Richland County, that's the western side of the state, that's the Driftless area. They know, they're starting to see that, and you reinforce that and keep doing it. And those reports are just part of it, that, yeah, there is an effect here. It's working.
It's not just Elephant Trunk Rock, you know.
Elephant Trunk Rock is probably either one or two of recognizable, rock natural formation. It's probably number two. I would say Pierre County Park, Rock Bridge,
yeah.
Natural Bridge is probably number one. Elephant Trunk Rock's number two, I'll bet you.
I bet it is.
Steamboat is close, but Elephant Trunk Rock, did you know there's only one other Elephant Trunk Rock in the world?
No, I did not know that.
And I argue it doesn't even look like an elephant. That's my argument. It doesn't even look like an elephant. And really, you know, it's in Thailand, which their elephants are almost revered as religious animals. And so I think it was more of a, well, we have to call it Elephant Trunk Rock and have an Elephant Trunk Rock. So, but I've had visitors I've taken and shown them Elephant Trunk Rock, and they are, you know, and there's just an awesome story about Elephant Trunk Rock that I could share with you here in a bit if you'd like, but, and the folks from out of town just find it fascinating. So,
okay.
But anyway, but it's one of those things. It's a bit of a symbol.
It's unique. Yeah.
And it's a bit of a symbol of what is interesting to folks to this area, and that's our karst, limestone, sandstone geology. You know, in the winter, when you drive through the valleys around here, it's like going through the Dells. It really mm-hmm. is. And I just took a professional photographer down the Pine River in a kayak, and thanks to Pine River Paddle and Tube, Mark was really gracious in helping us with that. We did a photo shoot and some video and If you're on our webpage or on our Facebook and Instagram, you'll start to see some of those things. And he was fascinated. And this is a guy who does this for a living. He's a destination marketing photographer. And he's just like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. And we're finally starting to get some really good graphics, video, imagery, things like that to show everybody in hard to find or hard to get to areas. You know, if you didn't have a GoPro, you were not going to go on the river and just freely use your phone, because the way the Pine River goes, you could end up in the river, and pretty soon you need a new phone.
And your phone too, right?
Yeah.
Marty Richards, Greater Richland Tourism, is our guest, and we'll have more coming up on The Morning Show. Welcome back to our morning show visit on WRCO. We're talking about all the great things that Richland County has to offer with Marty Richards. And Marty, lots of optimism and businesses, and even some new businesses and businesses changing hands as well.
Well, there's a lot of activity. It's funny because people, you know, and the crowd that says, oh, nothing new happens here. Literally, you're not paying attention. Okay. There are new things happening all the time. I kind of gave this lecture on Monday in a department head meeting, when one of the department heads had a valid question, and they said, you know, what are we doing in the area to, you know, get more volunteers and educate youth on volunteerism and make the area attractive to keep our youth, you know, that are going maybe elsewhere. Well, I would argue that tide's turning a little bit, because I know that we're finding the guests who are coming to our area are not just coming to look and stay, but they're coming to look and see, is this an option that I could move here? Because our broadband has increased in a lot of areas. And I know there's some folks that still are waiting for the orange tubing to come down their street or down their, you know, county road or town road, but they're working on it. And I was at a meeting last night with CESA, I'm a delegate for Ithaca School District. And I was talking with two area board members, one from Kickapoo, one from Riverdale. And they said, no, we're making advances on the broadband in Richland County. They said, it's really changed. And they're right. It has. And, you know, for me, I didn't understand what information superhighway really meant until I really needed it for my work at my home. And once I got that one of the highest, I think when people now look to move into this area and they're looking to buy a property in a rural area, one of the things they're looking at is, what is the internet access like? Where are we at on fiber optic? And in Richland County, prior to COVID, it was not good. We were in tough shape. But in, you know, 3 short years, we've made some pretty big gains, and there's several entities working on that. So I'm happy to report that is changing, and I'm getting that report from everywhere in the county. So when we kind of look at things that, you know, we want, or things that are changing and things that are kind of happening, you know, I'll tell you right now, I would encourage some folks who follow us on social media know we've been working on just sprucing some things up first. So like the visitor's center, I've had a crew this summer. Many thanks to Dave Fry and the buildings and grounds crew with the city. They've kind of told me, hey, if you've got work, we've got a crew that can do some work. So they've power washed the visitor center to kind of get, you know, a couple years worth of dust off from it. Then they stained the deck around the caboose. And one day I said, hey, you know, so three young ladies working on it, Tristan, Emma, and Kaylee, and they've put up with my jokes and dad humor, and they just kind of grin and look at me, and I can almost read their minds. It's kind of like having kids in the house again. So it's kind of fun. I torment them a little bit, but they just kind of look at me like, I don't know about this guy. But they've been a great crew all summer helping out with things. They stained the deck. Well, one day I said to them, you know, we need to paint this caboose and we need to make some repairs. And when they were finishing up the power washing of the depot, they said, are we going to get to paint that caboose or not? And hey, if you're game, I'm in. And so through the help with the city buildings and grounds and Dave, and really that crew's doing 99% of the work. I replaced the roof on the caboose. That's the one thing I did. I said, I'll do the high part, and got up and I replaced the roof so it does not leak at all now. The windows have been replaced. Dennis Fry, who's on the Tourism Commission, I enlisted him. He didn't realize this was going to be part of the job, but he did. And now today, just starting today, we are painting the caboose. And we're not sure how long it's been since the caboose was last painted. It's been a little while. We can tell. So that's a project that everybody's going to see. Anybody who drives through town is going to see, oh my goodness, you know, and that's a small thing. And that's, I gave the lecture, getting back to where I started going down, I gave the lecture at the department heads meeting on Monday. Scott Gauld, I can tell when I go off on a rant trying to educate people, he kind of gives me that eye roll, like, here comes this Ithaca guy again. And I just said, you know, we've had a lot of change, but they're small incremental things, and that's how you do it. There's not one big thing that happens that all of a sudden, oh, our problems are over, right? You know, if we build one house in town, which has happened, that doesn't fix the housing problem. It's several things. If we want to build optimism, there has to be several things that happen. And we've had those things happening. So I would say one of the biggest items that was huge for us that changed how area communities look at us is the Woodman Aquatic Center. I've had my own kids that came from Spokane, Washington, the first year it was up and running. And they're like, where was this when we were kids? You know, this is fantastic. They said in Spokane, Washington, they do not have an aquatic, and they don't, I've been there. They don't have an aquatic center like that. You know, they've got a few small splash pads at different parks. Well, that's a huge draw. I know in talking in the past with that department, with Park and Rec, that, you know, they get zip codes from all over the place, people using that. So that's one thing. Yeah, it's not open during the winter. You're right. But we do have Simons still. So that's important. Simons is important to our area. Now, restaurants. We've had several new restaurants. I got to be honest, La Frittanga is one of my favorites. But anytime you have grilled meat and grilled cheese, I'm in, right?
We got to sample some at National Night Out last night. They were at the campus last night.
Their food is fantastic. You know, I would say one thing is that I do not order chicken when I go out to eat. It's like, you know, that's a baked chicken thing. Maybe I'll have it on Sunday brunch or something. But they know how to marinate chicken. I'm sorry. There's something about that. Their marinades are awesome. So anyway, and then now they not only have food, but they have live music from time to time. So they have Ann Christopher playing there this weekend. You know, just, you know, there's little things like that. So then the press box has been, you know, Max and the press box has really been a landmark in Richland Center for quite a few years. Well, time for new energy and different blood. And Tim Ullman and his wife have now purchased that. And TKO Barbecue is going to be opening there. Now, one thing about TKO Barbecue and Tim and his wife, if she's very much a part of that, is that they already have a following. When he goes with his food truck to different events, you know, they were at Taste of the Hills. They sold out because people knew they were going to be there. Well, now they're a fixture on Court Street, and you can get barbecue from Tim now anytime. Well, that is a pretty exciting prospect to me because he knows what he's doing there. So that's a new addition that will bring different energy. Over the years, we've had some nice, and when I mean over the years, I mean it's been in a short time frame, probably within the last 5 years, our food scene here in the town has changed quite a bit. You know, Pearlfield Bistro came. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery has not been there that long. And I know we have guests that stay at our short-term rental that love going there for brunch or early morning breakfast. They love that. And then Nate's Downtown Pizza. You know, Nate and I'm not a crust guy. You know, I'm literally guilty of when we have pizza at home, I'll eat the main part of the pizza, and then Bailey, the plot hound, our dog, gets the crust, you know? And Nate's pizza crust is awesome. I will eat the whole thing on that. And plus, then he has salads with it. So, I mean, there's a lot of different options, and we have new ones coming. And one of the others I would mention, you know, out in the area, in some of the villages, we have some great options as well. So I've sent quite a few of our guests to the woods in Lone Rock. If they're looking for a steak or something, you know, more hearty, they do awesome work. So there have been these additions over time that have also improved that, you know, scene as well. So there's just different little additions that at the time that one thing happens, it doesn't seem like it was a big deal. But I know through talking to my guests, and we now are getting return people that are coming and staying now a second and now a third time. And they're like, oh my gosh, this is cool. You know, this wasn't here before. Mastodon Records is another one. You know, Craig has done really a great job. He had his own standalone store there on Court Street. That building sold, so now he's in with Daniel at Okooch Books and Libations. But that's a new business that his entity really has only been involved for a year now, or maybe a year and a half. And I have people who come to this area to go to that vinyl record store. It's interesting, you know, and we've talked about that. There's mm-hmm. a bit of a, you know, rejuvenation of live music and vinyl, definitely. Mm-hmm. So
I've been accused of being a co-owner, but I'm not.
Yeah. Understood.
Yeah, you hang out there enough.
June thought it was just a new residence for you.
Yeah, right.
She didn't know you were moving in down there or what was going on.
Sounds good. We'll have more coming up on The Morning Show. Final a moment to talk with Marty about Greater Richland Tourism in just a moment. On the final portion of The Morning Show today from WRCO, Marty Richards is here, Greater Richland Tourism, and I think you hinted at Elephant Trunk Rock. What's the story on that?
So the Elephant Trunk Rock story is pretty cool, and I do tours, and this is one of the highlights of the tour. It was not always called Elephant Trunk Rock. It used to be called the Devil's Hitching Post.
Oh, I think I have heard that.
So back before the automobile, that still was a common thoroughfare. Travelers would go through there on horseback, and there's a little stream there. So it was a common place to stop, have your horse have some water, rest a little bit. And one time there was a horse, a black horse, standing there. The traveler was just resting in the shade, and a local citizen came up, was admiring the horse. And unfortunately, the horse kicked him in the head, and he passed away. He died. Well, from that point forward, the local kids used to say that they every now and then they would see a ghostly apparition of a black horse there, and that the next day a local resident would have passed away. And so it kind of got, and this was a legendary story, right? So, you know, how much truth is in it, it's questionable, but it's a story that has passed on and on and on. So it got the name the Devil's Hitching Post. Well, fortunately, the automobile came along, and it's like, oh, this is kind of it's an elephant trunk's head, isn't it, and the trunk? And it is. And it's really funny because the State Highway Department of Transportation, we're fortunate it's still there, because in the late 40s, early 50s, State Department of Transportation wanted to straighten that corner out, because there's a pretty good corner there mm-hmm. still to this day. And even in our lifetime, it's moved a little bit two different times. Well, the first time when we were way too young to remember, they were going to come through and just take that rock out. They were just going to make it straight and away we go. Landowner was okay with it. He's like, oh, yeah, fine, whatever, you're buying the land from me, so we're okay. Well, the local residents heard of it, and there was an uprising, and they saved the local residents of Neptune and Ithaca, saved Elephant Trunk Rock, and said, you can't do that. So then they made that accommodation, and it's still there. What's really funny is that after they saved it and they did the road work, about a year later, a fella who may or may not have been, should have been driving, ran into the Elephant Trunk Rock. And if you look at the bottom, there are bricks there where they had to repair it to save it and give it some support. So it's still there. It is a focal point in the area. And if I drive by, and I drive by fairly routinely, it's about a 50% chance there'll be somebody out there taking pictures with it. So it's pretty frequent.
Yeah. So. That's really cool. Good story. All right. So August is here. We're getting ready for back to school. Grace is coming up.
Yep. It's kind of I lamented when I was here last time how everything happens in June. Well, that's not really true. You know, that's how our mind gets. We get focused. But, you know, it fired back up. There are a couple weeks there in July where things kind of settle for a bit. But now in August, things really have kicked off with all the events with Walk with Grace, and they're well documented here on the station. There's a lot going on with Walk with Grace, and that's something people would say, what's that got to do with tourism? Well, one of the things that I have found very routinely, and I hear it all the time from guests, our area, one of the features that they like doing when they come to the area is ingraining themselves in the community, because these are activities they do not see in their urban area. Small community events where everybody knows everybody. It's less anxious. It's a slower pace. It's more enjoyable. The food is usually fantastic. And it we find very routinely that guests our area like to go to events like Walk with Grace or church suppers. I have found people from Waukesha who didn't have a clue that it was in existence until a day prior, where they're at a Lord's Acre sale at a small church, you know, so that's, they want to immerse themselves in that experience. And fortunately in our area, people are so darn friendly that, yeah, you know, we'll have that discussion. We'll make them feel like they're a part of us. So I had mentioned there's live music. La Fritanga on Friday night has Ann Christopher, TKO Barbecue Bar and Grill, the former press box that Tim and his wife are starting. They have Three Souls playing there Saturday night, so they have live music. There's going to have to be some hard choices this weekend on what we can do and what we can't make. One of the things I like to promote, make sure people are aware of, the City Park and Recreation Department have a lot of events. They have a lot of things going on, you know, a wide berth of activities for different ages. One of the things they've been offering is a Monday yoga in the park. And you'll find this a little odd, but I do try to practice yoga because I've realized at this age, balance is important. And it does help with balance greatly. And so when you can go do that in a different area, you know, that helps. It's kind of a neat, I don't like working out indoors. And so when I can go do it outside, that's pretty cool. So that's an offering. People can find more information on that at the City Park and Recreation page. They have a lot of events you want to check out. Next Friday, the Boarding House Central Stage, they have a big event with Jay Hoffman and friends. Marty Cena's playing, Don Greenwood. I know Roddy Dull. There's a whole bunch of them playing next Friday at the Central Boarding House. So that's exciting. The Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce Night Markets, there's a couple of those coming up. It's always the third Friday of each month through September. Live music. The last one was awesome with 16 vendors. Food was fantastic. The circus is coming to town. Some folks, you know, we've been accused of being a circus before, but in our younger years. But the circus is coming August 13th and the 14th, and that's a fundraiser for the Woodman Aquatic Center. Fire in the Hills Motor Show in Yuba. So, you know, there's a lot of things happening. The fair, have to mention the Richland County Fair. That is big for the area because we do have visitors that enjoy that as well. But then the last thing I'll mention, Center Color Fest weekend is coming up October 6th, 7th, and 8th. There is a ton of fun that weekend. We've got Wheels of Time. That is happening. Oakwood Fruit Farm will have their customer appreciation days. Real quick to mention, it looks like they'll be opening August 12th. So their apples are getting ready. The Canyon of Lights Parade then would be Saturday, October 7th. Also, Ithaca School Fair is that same weekend, so this will be a little chaotic. But the Canyon of Lights Parade registration, we encourage everybody. That is one of the most fun parades you'll ever be involved with. I've noticed the high school bands love that parade. They really enjoy it. And we enjoy, last year was phenomenal, the participation of both entrants and people that were lining the sides. That was phenomenal. So you can look for more information to show up on that as well. But we have a lot of events coming up here August, September, and into October.
Sounds good, Marty. Thanks for coming along.
You bet. Thank you, Phil.
You bet. Marty Richards, Director of Greater Richland Area Tourism, and we'll be back with more opportunities for a conversation coming up tomorrow on The Morning Show.